As pandemic cases grow and more Americans are dying from it, I've been turning to birds to cope. When my family started seriously social distancing back in March, every day I could see new wonders while staying almost entirely at home. But now the days are so short that I'm eating both breakfast and dinner while it's still dark outside, and those shorter days are producing very few birds. We had some lovely influxes of winter finches here. For a few weeks, pine siskins were wonderfully abundant in my yard. Redpolls have turned up several times, and I've had a couple of flocks of white-winged crossbills in my spruce tree. But I can no longer look out the window and expect to see birds. Every day or two, one of my neighborhood pileated woodpeckers turns up for a few minutes, or a female red-bellied woodpecker, and a small flock of juncos has turned up a couple of times in the past week. But my daily total of species has not once exceeded 10 species this December. I've been trying to teach my brain to be delighted with chickadees when they appear several times a day with their attendant nuthatches, but I can't but feel disappointed with the paltry numbers, especially when I think about how these short days are growing ever shorter and drearier before they'll finally start lengthening imperceptibly on the solstice. With luck, and as the weather grows more wintry again, I can hope for more winter finches to show up, but that is not guaranteed. Over my lifetime, some of the biggest blockbusters of all movies have been about disasters. Armageddon in our imagination may seem interminable, but the movie version lasts 151 minutes and you get to munch on popcorn. Then you get to go outside where life is entirely back to normal. Living as a real-life disaster unfolds is a little trickier. Some of the very people who envision themselves making the ultimate sacrifice that the Bruce Willis character did in Armageddon refuse to wear a mask in public spaces to save the lives of actual, real-life human beings, even as we're now averaging more than 2,000 deaths from COVID-19 every day. December 9th, we hit a gruesome death total of 3,243. So far, since February, we've lost almost 300,000 Americans to COVID-19. American involvement in World War II lasted 4 full years. We're on track to surpass America's World War II mortality numbers in a little more than 1 year, well before enough people are vaccinated to give us herd immunity. For this year's Christmas bird count, I'll be doing a simple yard list and walking around my neighborhood rather than doing my usual route. Some people have been deriding people like me as cowards for staying home as much as possible and masking when away from home. But when did conscientiously looking out for one another and doing what we can to protect our vulnerable family members ever constitute cowardice? I try to remember how much my minor sacrifices right now are at least slowing the spread of this disease a bit, not nearly enough, because not nearly enough people are doing the same thing. I'll be spending another spring migration hunkered down at home, watching bird numbers slowly and then rapidly rise again, listening as their calls and songs swell with the increasing day length. It's not much to look forward to, but I try never to forget that it's better to safely enjoy the sparkle in a chickadee's eyes than to be on a ventilator in an isolation ward so far away from my family and those beloved chickadees. This turns out to be exactly the kind of situation where we all could hang together to minimize the number of people dying so very separately. But those chickadees are reminding me of how good, resourceful beings do hang together, warning one another about danger, even as those chickadees are maintaining proper social distancing. It's not much, but it's something. Stay safe and well, dear listener. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.